Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. I give out that area code because we stream everywhere at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Linda.
Well, very good morning. We passed by Bad Bob.
Oh, I didn't. Because every time that I go to Bob, you start talking, and then you say, well, I wasn't introduced.
Carl, don't be so confused.
Okay. Bad Bob.
Hi.
Nice shirt.
Thanks.
Where'd you get that shirt?
Pennies, I think.
Pennies.
Oh. Hey, it's not funny.
It looks like something Penny would wear.
It is the Reading tuxedo, don't you know?
It's okay. We're into, you know what? Don't you know it's supposed to rain today? And speaking of that,
who cares?
Oh, it's beautiful out right now. I just talked with a girlfriend of mine this morning. Who else gets up this early? Who is in Eureka. She said it was absolutely beautiful. She got up and took a picture because the sky was blue, but the water was brown, and the storm is coming. So it's currently 44 degrees in the downtown studios. And yes, our forecast from our National Weather Service, it predicts today, that we have 80% chance of rain. So our highs are going to be around 55. Tonight we go to the 100% chance of showers, so just face it, we're low at 44. And then as the week progresses, Wednesday, we have showers, and then Wednesday night we're kind of lightening up a little bit with a beautiful weekend ahead of us. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Thursday night, I'm sure they're still doing their pizza nights.
Pizza night's big out there on Thursday
nights. Which is fabulous. Hey, this morning we've got tickets to give away for a very special upcoming concert at the Cascade. We're going to talk about a little shout out to a couple North State fans. But before we go anywhere, let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Good news this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has passed its previous high. The Dow is up 110 points at 14,238. The S&P 500 is positive 12 at 1537. And the NASDAQ is positive 30 at 3,212. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 20 cents at $11.61. And JCPenney's down $1.15 at $15.59. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is up 5 cents at $9.34, and North Valley Bank is down 4 pennies at $5 even. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.10%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 41 cents at $90.53, gold is up $9.70 at $15.82.10, and silver is up 51 cents at $29.01. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thank you, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Market Minutes Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Our advisors come on and give us the best information you can possibly get about Wall Street up to the minute right then. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. Let them share their knowledge with you or stop by Park Marina Drive.
This is what I love about the some of the gals that call in that are, of course, are experts with Wells Fargo. Yesterday, they're very involved in the community, and yesterday was the Soroptimus Luncheon, a Women's Opportunity Award. So I wanted to congratulate Angela Jones, who was the Ruby Award recipient, and she does so much for her community and to all the other gals. But it was a beautiful day, and thank you. It was an honor for me to be part of that community outreach.
Well, Angela Jones works over at the is it the Family Justice Center or the Women's Refuge?
They're together
they're
now.
They're together now. But Angela Fitzgerald, who helped begin all this, who helped start the Family Justice Center, is leaving us soon. From what I understand.
She's taking a leave of absence.
Taking a leave of absence. Okay.
And then Angela Jones, we want to congratulate Angela Jones, who has been 10.5 years very engrossed in, the call to help those, who have to go to the Family Justice Center and or they've now merged. It is official. They've merged now for quite some time, but it's the Shasta Women's Refuge and the Family Justice Center together. So, shouts out to them. We've got tickets to give away in the next segment. So stay tuned. You're going to want to go. The tickets are for March 12th. So look at your calendar, because these are, this is going to be a great concert. So,
and one other thing is we might be losing Linda for a few days, but we're going to talk about that when we come back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. We'll be right back.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, "I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo." He called me a few months later. "I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect." Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
You should see Carl do this dance.
Too sexy for my
man. I could not catch my breath. Man.
Too sexy for my man. All right, I'm back.
Oh, Carl, you see the visual. You see this Marine try to cross his arms across his back. He's got such big shoulders. He can't do it, but it's funny. Right. Well, you did win Dancing with the Stars for the tango. That means you can move.
I can move.
But that number?
I move quickly.
All right, let's get to it.
No, no. Okay. Let's talk about tango is perfect for guys like me that we can move fast laterally, forward.
It's jerky.
Forward and back.
It's jerky and hard.
And in straight directions.
It's like
straight directions, you move fast. That's it. If you have to go into this curving, twirling, or circling, not too good at that. All right. Linda is going to be gone.
Well, I
today
have to
at
go,
7:30 because?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to go to the courthouse because I may be selected for jury duty. I'm in, what are they called?
Are you in fear yet? If you're going down for court this week right now.
Right now,
if you're going down because you have to have a trial, you might want to, do something like get into a car wreck.
I'm in number five, in the fifth group. And, just because of various reasons in the past, I've either settled out of court, but I've actually never been selected or I've not been there. So I don't know. I'm showing up. I am only going to be here a few more minutes. So I'll tell you what I want to do right now because, Valerie Ing Miller, of course, came by yesterday. She gave me some tickets and to give away. And I'd like to start today will be this one and only, giveaway. It's for the concert In the Mood. It's going to be awesome. It's at the Cascade Theater, and the date is?
March 12th, Tuesday, March 12th at 7:30 p.m., and you'll be sitting with the other person, so it's not like you're scattered around. It's a 1940s musical review. We talked about it. It's going to be outstanding. It's not just a little bit of acting, but it's a lot all great music, and this is a tour group. This isn't
something. It's a tour group. It's a tribute. It's kind of like, I think she's something like, the SRO show kind of thing, but In the Mood. So, give us a call now. These are Wright Orchestra seats. Which are great seats. Give us a call, 605-4567, and two tickets are free to those callers to go see In the Mood at the Cascade Theater.
Hey, let's give a huge, huge shout out to Sydney Mancasola. I believe I pronounced that right. Maybe I didn't. Mancasola, 25 years old, live here in Shasta County. Her parents still live here. In the finals of the 60th annual Metropolitan Opera Contest.
I mean,
back in New York.
How wonderful. Okay, so it would be like her dream was to be on the Met stage. So in this interview, it is on the front page of the Record Searchlight in the top right under the headlines. She says, I think being able to come to New York and sing in the Met was already such an amazing gift and privilege. So at this point, I just sort of saw everything else as gravy. She is the daughter of John and Molly Mancasola. I'm sorry that we aren't maybe saying the correct pronunciation. And of course, her father is executive vice president of Reading's McConnell Foundation. That's there. And they're wonderful. They must be so proud. Because to be able to get to this position in this place, I mean, if you're a finalist, I mean, it already is the greatest of opportunity to be able to open your lungs and sing on the Metropolitan stage in a competition and be noted.
Well, she says, the thing is that she trains in Philadelphia. But the point is for somebody to reach that level of expertise is just fantastic. I mean, in the final 10, and also, that opens up the avenues for professional jobs too. It's like, I guess it would be something like American Idol. Okay, it would be kind of like American Idol in the sense of people that listen and watch the singers, even the ones that don't make it, that aren't chosen to be American Idol. There's others that obviously have great talent that they pick up gigs, they pick up recording contracts. With this, what she has said in here is that this is almost like an audition too to be in the Metropolitan Opera. She can be hired to work, at the opera, and then other professional opportunities open up for that. So I think it's just great. And I just hope she wins.
I do too. I just want to say this at the end of what my comment to follow up on that is that, well, American Idol, the stages move around, okay? So right now they're doing the finals in Vegas. Okay, I can't even, Carl, I appreciate what you're saying, but the Metropolitan, the Met, the stage is so steeped in the greatest singers of the world have been on that stage. It's almost like, you know, you smell the grease paint backstage. You know, it's just to walk in the rooms, to walk into, you know, backstage up at the stairs where other greats have performed. That is what is so meaningful to have, to be on the stage of the Met is, I guess, for
the
some,
ultimate.
It is the ultimate in an opera singer's life. It's like driving the best, I guess the analogy would be driving the best sports car in the world. Is that good? Okay. We're going to take a break here. why are you morning?
Well, look, you said, you always have to have the last word, so I went, so I did it, and then you hit me with the paper. What's going on?
Currently 44 degrees in the downtown studios at 720. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
In a white room with black curtains near the station.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
For a tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March 13th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experience, tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. We have a guest, Kenna Hunt is here, and we're going to be talking about the Benton Dog Park.
Yes. Good morning, Kenna.
Good morning.
We always love that, this is a wonderful, gem, I would say, that we have, in the North State. Is the Benton Dog Park.
Yes, it is. I actually went out online and I just Googled the dog park and was reading the comments from people not here in Reading, but around traveling up and down I-5, stopping, and it was all positive. I mean, they were just amazed at the dog park we have.
The dog park is awesome. Outstanding.
It is. It really is.
And people try to take care of it, but they've got you all. You all are the bedrock of it.
Well, we have the association, and yeah, Carl, we're the ones that kind of, people think we have a lot of authority out there, and we do. We laugh. We say we have authority to pick up the poo. Yeah. And speaking of that, we are going to have a what we call our Park Appreciation Day this Saturday, if the weather cooperates. If it's real muddy, we may call it off. But what we're going to be doing is spreading dirt in the holes that the dogs dig, some decomposed granite, and some gravel just to keep our park up as beautiful as we can.
I know that I've gone up there personally. I'll share with our listeners. I've gone up there and taken Snooki on a, you know, just because she bugs me. Like, that's her fix. That's it. Well, we call it doggy crack. The doggy park is like, if I don't get my fix, I'm going to drive you crazy. So she's just, you know, wound up tight as a, I don't know what. So I take her up, which is where we live pretty close by. And Doggy Appreciation Day, or the park, is, you know, what basically people do is, you know, the bags can fly out and get stuck on the fence. You know, get a wheelbarrow, which were there, a little raking just to, you know, just to beautify it. And if you use the park, you know, you can put in 20 minutes, 30 minutes to help do that. And then people will sit there that I've never, you know, maybe just started recently coming. People sometimes, there are those who don't clean up after their dogs.
That is true. And we are looking for helpers because most of the board is out there doing the work. We're, how should I say, more mature people. And some are not as healthy as they should be. So we could use some help from the younger park goers that are able to push those heavy wheelbarrows and things like that. The other thing that I'd like to mention is we're having a meeting tonight, a general meeting. It's not necessarily a membership meeting where anyone that comes to the park can come. That's going to be at Roundtable Pizza on Eureka Way, and it starts at 6 p.m. So we'd love to see any of the park goers or people that are interested in the dog park and really don't know where it is, what it's all about. The park is located at the corner of Placer and Air Park. It's open from dawn to dusk. So there's really the only real rules that we have is dogs must be 4 months old and have all vaccinations and licensed. No females in heat and no food in the dog park. And of course, pick up.
And no big dogs in the small dogs area.
Well, we kind of let big dogs in there if they're recovering from surgery and they're old and infirm. You know, the
Okay, that's okay. But you don't want a big, aggressive, well, not even aggressive, big playful dog with a bunch of little dogs because they'll just knock them over and hurt them.
Yeah, they'll think they're playthings.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take a break here in a moment. We wanted to talk with you about some of the issues that the Benton Dog Park has faced, why there is a board, why it's important to keep the board active. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what's happening in 2013.
Okay.
How one can be involved at the Benton Dog Park, and lots of other things about the big dog and the small dog. There are two sections.
Yes, there are.
We think that's very important to let people know. They're worried if they have little dogs at the big. No, you can take your little dog, and of course, our Snooki is 15 pounds, so we take her on the small dog.
She's fierce.
Yeah. And so after we take our break, too, we do have Lou and Kathleen White here. We're going to be talking about the Italian.
How do we get a hold of you, Kenna? How do people get a hold of your group?
Well, we have an email that's real easy to remember. It's bentondogpark@gmail.com, or they can call my cell, which is 410-2329.
Okay. So we're going to come back and finish up this portion with the Benton Dog Park and talk about things you want to do for 2013. And again, give out the days that we're going to have the doggy roundup or the park roundup cleanup here too.
Doggy roundup. Yeehaw! Get along, little doggy. Yeah, be right
okay
back here.
Until you try to brand them. Then they just don't like that at all. They're just, you know what? They just get nasty. It's a little brand.
KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of green on Wall Street with the Dow Industrial Average hitting an all-time high. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up triple digits. Meanwhile, Express Scripts is reporting the first ever decline in basic prescription or traditional drug spending. 2012 saw a 1.5 drop in spending, while specialty drug treatments for cancer and MS rose more than 18%. The pharmacy benefits company says the drop in traditional drug spending is due to success in getting members to embrace cheaper pills and new versions of generic drugs like Pfizer's cholesterol drug Lipitor and Bristol-Myers anti-clotting drug Plavix. And same-day delivery is failing to lure in U.S. shoppers. According to a survey from the Boston Consulting Group, one of the hottest e-commerce trends is too expensive for most Americans. When asked what would get them to shop online more, nearly three-quarters said free delivery. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. It is 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. They will also meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Joe and Shelly have been supporting our community for over 30 years. Veterans always get discounts. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Ken Hunt is here to talk about the Benton Dog Park. We asked you to stay over from the break. We're talking about a meeting tonight.
Yes, we have our general meeting tonight, which we have it every other month, usually at Roundtable on Eureka Way, and we do the business of the park. We have a board with the president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. This year I am the secretary. And we just discuss what we're going to do at the dog park, fundraisers, events that we're going to have. Things that are on our agenda right now is the French drain and the water bib in the large dog park. There is obviously, if anyone has been in the large dog park, they know that we have a problem with drainage right there at the water bib. So we're doing a fundraiser to enlarge the water bib and fix the French drain so the water drains. We have a couple of 40-gallon tubs for the dogs to get into, and you can imagine when you dump those tubs, that's a lot of water, and it needs to go somewhere. And right now it's just going into the grass and eroding, and it's just a mess. The other fundraiser that we're doing with either money donation or grass seed is grass seed for the dog park. We need to reseed it. And we've got the questions of why are the dog park goers donating the grass seed or money for it? Why isn't the city paying for it? Well, it's our dog park. We use it. Our dogs chew up the grass. So we're helping the city, and it's hard economic times. So we figure what we can do to help the city is good neighbors.
So we're looking for about how many pounds?
A couple of years ago, we gave the city 80 pounds, and they said they could have used a whole bunch more. So we're looking to give them as much as we can.
Okay, so just going out and buying grass seed that works up there, that's one way to help. And if you have dogs that go up there, and a lot of people, I mean, how many, I think you counted them, how many dogs are up there a week?
I really don't know how many dogs come up there a week, but right now on our membership list, we have about 250 people, and that's only a small drop in the bucket.
I think we were talking about if you average, you know, like even 30 dogs a day, and it's not always the same ones. Or up there.
Thought there's maybe 1,000 that go through over the weekends.
Oh yeah, I'd say a whole bunch more than that.
Okay, I was completely wrong. So it's thousands that go through. So okay, how do people get a hold of you again?
They can send an email to bentondogpark@gmail.com, or again, my cell number is 410-2329. Or I work at CH2M Hill, which is on Air Park, which is just up from the dog park. They can always come in and ask for me, and I will come out and take whatever they have.
Okay, here's the other thing, too. If you got grass seed, and it's the back of your truck or car, stop by here at the office and just drop it off.
Yeah.
Here at 1326 Market Street, just drop off 100 pounds.
We are very big supporters of the Benton Dog Park because there is this board that cares for the park, that is that puts us between the people and the city.
Yes.
It's much better to be able to have a voice, and we've been active in it, and we think it's very, very important. It's something that we use like a playground for our animal.
If you don't take care of it, the city will take it in a second and make it into a parking lot there. And so many people use it, so you need to get involved.
Yeah. One of the things that the association for is there, if you have a problem, if you have a suggestion, an idea, something like that, we'd like to know what that is. We don't care what it is, if it's good or bad. And then we communicate and work with the city.
Well, thank you, Kenna Hunt. And we're going to take a break when we come back. I just want to be here for a second before I have to go to the court. I have to weigh in to see if I'm selected for jury. In the waiting room is one of our probably closest friends. Lou and Kathleen White.
Just Italiana.
We're going to go squirrel hunting with them, but we're going to be talking about something else that's happening really important this Saturday, an event that they put on that is probably the party of the year. Thank you, Kenna Hunt. Benton Dog Park meeting tonight, 6 o'clock at the
Round Table Pizza on Eureka Way.
Ow!
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers that pay their bills on time. Now that summer's back for a while, we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and chainsaws. And we have urea fluid for all the diesel pickups and big rigs. Knowing that winter will be back soon, please check your kerosene tanks and be sure you're on the top side. You don't want to run out of fuel on Sunday. If you're one of those people who have a propane bottle rolling around the back of your vehicle, ask Gary about a propane foot. We have them on sale. If you see construction going on in the Redding or Corning plants, don't be afraid. Come on in and we'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. The only place you need to think about for all your heating and petroleum needs. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot, Community Talk Radio for the North State. 530-605 is our 4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Go down and visit Steve and the rest of the gang of your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Hey, these guys do a great job. Their neighbors giving you great deals. You're going to find any type of new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV. Not only that, their service department takes great pride in keeping those vehicles safe and getting them back on the road right away at very, very competitive prices. Stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Reading Crown Motors. Not only Reading, but the North State. Okay, our guest. Kathleen and Lou White are here. Buddies of ours, of course. But they're here for a purpose besides just coming in and teasing us. They're here for the Festa Italiana.
Yes.
This is the 133rd annual Festa Italiana. It started before there were Italians.
That's right. Leonardo da Vinci started it.
Actually, it's the 34th Italian.
I know, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, the reason we kept Linda, and we're going to have to call Sheriff Posenko to tell him not to arrest her, because Linda's been to the Festa so many years, and we just want to hear her side of what this party is all about.
Okay, it to me is, it's up there as one of the top
parties of the year. You walk in, and of course, Luigi White and his band. Exactly. So they're playing, you know, all the wonderful Italian music. They have, they have an award for Italian of the Year, which is a secret nobody knows.
I know.
They have the best spaghetti, antipasta. People dance. It's eating and drinking and joyfulness like no other party in all of the North State. And
time.
We have a great time. People stay and dance, and they dance till after midnight. Hello. When does that happen here?
And thank you, Linda.
Yeah, all ages. Everybody has a great time. Now, Linda has to leave to go to jury duty. Do not forget your Hello Kitty lunchbox. Okay?
Love you, darling.
You know, make sure you hold that in front. Maybe that'll help.
See you. I'm doing my civic duty.
Okay, there goes civic duty Linda out the door. Okay.
Okay, so back to the Festa.
It's our 34th annual. And you know what? It is an outstanding party. You have a stand-up comedian that does like almost an hour of clean but funny jokes. I mean, it's you don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, did he really say that?
Exactly.
That's right. You don't have to put your hands over Linda's ears.
That's right.
That's one prerequisite that we
and you don't have to keep explaining it to Kathleen. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? What's that word mean? No. Okay. Now, it's going to be, it's going to be this weekend.
This Saturday.
Reservations?
March 9th.
March 9th. Yes. Doors open at 5:30, dinner's at 6:30, and then the evening just progresses from there. You'll be dancing when you walk in the room, you'll be dancing when you leave the room, and interim, we'll be doing Italian of the Year. We've got a lot of great community people. This particular award is given to a community volunteer that happens to be Italian. And by the way, you do not have to be Italian to attend.
That's right. And the service is just fantastic. You get, I mean, literally, it's family. It's like, what do they call it? Family servings that come, a big plates of it come onto your table. And you can have all you want. And
yes.
I mean, literally.
Yes.
And but it's important. You can't bring kids to this.
No. No one under 21.
No one under 21, because this is an adult type of thing.
It's an adult party.
Because we put the wine on the table.
That's right.
And they don't want to have to check IDs.
That's right.
Our own Italian wine taster, Johnny Tassello, he tastes the wine. Of course, he tasted the wine last week. He tasted the wine a week before. He's always tasting the wine.
He's still
tasting
the wine.
But he's selecting the wine for the March 9th, this Saturday.
And he always is so happy because he's been tasting the wines for the last 2 months for this Saturday.
And not to mention, we have about 30 volunteers that help put this event on.
And you two are taking, of course, take a huge lead in this, and we want to thank you because it is an outstanding event. If, you know what, March 9th, the tickets are, or the donations are $45, but, you know, it goes to, you know, pay for the food and all this, and it goes,
and the professional entertainment
and all this.
Except for my husband, we don't pay him.
And except, yeah, the band doesn't take anything. Yeah.
So. Because I have to donate because I'm half Italian.
There you go. Which half? I'm just wondering.
And
so if you won the award, which half do we give it to? Give it to your better half.
Okay,
give it to Kathleen.
So back online here. So for reservations, if you want tickets for the event, give me a call at 359-2078.
And if you speak Italian, that's 359-2078.
You know, I'm not sure, but that probably got us kicked off the air.
That's what John Tassello says. There's no Italian stereotyping here.
No, none at all.
You know what? This is, again, if I can just say this, is that it's a great time. You know what? And it's a all ages, as long as you're 21 and over.
Yes.
For this. And,
yes.
I mean, the food's really good. People come out and bring it to you. I mean, Rick Bassetti. I mean, you'll see everybody that was there. In fact, Rick was actually a...
Italian of the year.
Yeah.
He was.
So that's cool.
Along with Rose Gandy and John Tassello and Don Galino and, you know, a lot of dames that.
It's going to be at, somebody's just calling in. Where's it going to be at?
Fusero Hall, Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Okay. Yeah.
And
yeah.
34 years ago, the whole idea was to put on a professional party with professional entertainment, and a couple Italian guys decided they could do that. But once again, you don't have to be Italian to go.
No, and we took it over about 9 years ago. People keep quitting along the way, but we've been doing it for 9 years now.
And you're right; you don't have to be Italian. I lived in Italy, but I can still go, and I like I like spaghetti, and I like the antipasto and the wine. Oh yeah, and so it's a great time for everybody.
It is.
Okay.
Do you want to give away a couple of tickets?
Can I?
You can.
All right. I'm going to give away two tickets to the 34th annual Festa Italiana. That's going to be this Saturday from 5:30 to 11 p.m. to the first caller at 605-4567. These are $45 tickets, and I'm giving away two of them. And I swear that I promise you will have a great time. The phone's already off the hook here. So,
your name again?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I think we have a winner. Okay, wait a minute. Not unless they give us their name. All right. Okay. Maybe he's in a witness protection, you know, and that's that kind of. Anyway, thank you
so much.
Well,
we do have security at the front door, so.
Okay. I want to tell everybody, okay, give you a call at 359-2078 to make reservations, and you need reservations.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes, you do.
Okay. If you, our winner was Bill. Bill, you just won two tickets to Festa Italiana. You know what? For everybody that's calling in, it's, you know, give her a call at 359-2078. That's 359-2078 and make your reservations because it is a tremendous party. You're going to have a great time.
It'll be the best $45 you ever spent.
It will. Right. And thank you to Carl and Linda. They are so wonderful. They're such wonderful people. And friends. We just love them to pieces. Thank you so much.
We love you guys, too. But you put on a great event here. You know, I guess probably from the beginning, since I arrived here, 6 years ago now, that Festa Italiana and you all have been a part of our lives. That and the, what's the other, the one out at...
Old West Day.
That's going to be in August, and that just started, and that's parades and shootouts, and you name it, it's out there, too, out at French Gulch. So, anyway.
Well, thank you.
Anything else?
Nope.
You've only been here 6 years. It seems like forever.
It does, doesn't it? Sometimes it seems longer. It seems like not only was I born here, sometimes on the air, right here in front of this microphone,
right.
I die. Yeah. So, all right, we're going to take
a break here.
Lou and Kathleen White, great people, Festa Italiana. We'll be right back after these messages.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
For a tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March 13th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experience, tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit. Offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, pimp cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Wind River Casino is your one-stop party place for St. Patrick's weekend. Kick off your weekend Friday, March 15th at 11 a.m. with Irish food specials and great deals on all of your favorite Irish-inspired drinks. $4 Irish coffees, Jameson and Guinness, $5 Irish car bombs, and the classic green draft beer for only $2. Enjoy drink specials and live music all weekend long, plus a free courtesy safe ride shuttle home. The party starts Friday, March 15th. For all the details, log on to windriver.com.
Oh, not you again.
It's better on the river.
It's better on the river.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR1460, community talk radio for the North State. Right here. You name it, it's here. If it's happening, it's here. All right, let's talk about the weather. It's going to go, it's currently 44 degrees. Today, rain. Mainly after 10 a.m. here today. I think it's going to move back a little bit. High near 56, winds to 11 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 80%. I have the weather rock here. The weather rock is now dry. The weather rock tells me if it's...
But it will be wet later.
Yeah, if I hang it from a string, too, it tells me how windy it is. If it's moving, it's pretty windy. Okay. Anyway, that's going to happen. And then tonight, showers with thunderstorms also possible around 4 a.m. And then tomorrow, showers and possibly thunderstorms. Wednesday, showers likely. Thursday, still some showers. And then Thursday night's clearing up. Okay. I want to talk about something here. I have a blog called Time Under the Helmet. And I've been writing a couple of things. One was about sequestration and, you know, the effect it has on the military. You know, people, you know, all in all, sequestration, the cuts is like 1% of this horrible, horrible, budget we have. 1%. Disproportionately out of the Pentagon, I might say. And I talked a little bit about that. We've got the smallest Navy, the smallest Air Force, no manned aircraft programs. We're cutting out tens of thousands of Marines and sailors over the next few years. And we've already got like a 18 to 20% unemployment rate already for veterans. I don't see any programs starting with that. Walmart. Walmart says they're going to hire 100,000. God bless Walmart. I know these people out there that hate Walmart, but you know what? Get over it. Here's the thing I want to talk about though. The Distinguished Warriors Medal. Are you ready for this, Bob? You know what the Distinguished Warriors Medal is? This is causing all types of consternation in the veteran service.
I don't recall having heard this one.
This is to be given to the drone pilots and the payload operators that are, you know, that are in combat against the enemy 15, 20,000 miles away. And it would be laughable. I mean, do they deserve an award? Yes, absolutely. Okay, there's no, you know, some kind of award. I mean, if you're, you know, you're going after the enemy, you're attacking and all that. There's awards out there, but they've made ones called the Distinguished Warriors Medal. And that's really not the problem. Nobody's really, okay, you know, we have medals for recruiting and all this. It's the precedence of this medal. The precedence means it's where it falls in the hierarchy of medals. Like you start with the Medal of Honor. Then you go into the Navy and Army Cross. And then you get into the, I mean, heroism, meeting the enemy. The Distinguished Warriors Medal falls above the Bronze Star and the Purple Heart.
No.
In other words, you're sitting on your ass in Des Moines, Iowa, driving a drone, and you can get an award that is, you know, that is, has a higher precedence than a Marine on the battlefield in combat. Facing the enemy, getting shot, getting IED'd, gets that Purple Heart. And a lot of times, my friends, that's all they get is the Order of the Purple Heart from being wounded severely. And some guy or girl sitting back in Las Vegas gets an award that's higher than that, that ranks higher in the order of significance. And if you don't think the Veterans of Foreign Wars and the American Legion and Congress and, you know, other, you know, military organizations aren't fired up, go check out Time Under the Helmet on Redding.com, my blog. You can get to read all about it. But they actually, which I didn't link to, and I'm going to go link to it today, is somebody that does that. He says, you don't think we're in danger? You don't think we're in danger fighting those guys? He said, what's the difference between us fighting with that drone than somebody flying an airplane at 20,000 feet or 10,000 feet and dropping bombs?
The worst thing that can happen to him is RSI.
Excuse me. What? You're going to fall out of the chair? You're going to fall out of the chair? What? He said, we could be targeted by terrorists. Ah! Okay. So could we. But that, anyway, look it up. Distinguished Warrior Medal, if you think I'm kidding. Hey, when I come back, we're going to be talking Obamacare, Colon Cancer Awareness Month. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. This is good for 401ks, a rally on Wall Street into record territory. Fox Business Network's Dennis Neal's here live.
So far, so good. 90 minutes into trading, and the Dow still up triple digits, and above that all-time high of 14,164, set a long and painful 5.5 years ago. The Dow now up 147 points at 14,275. Doubters worry stocks have gone too high too fast, but companies are leaner, their profits are higher, and their cash reserves richer than in 07, and the economy could accelerate in the second half. Plus, companies are bullish on their own stock. Qualcomm unveiling a $4 billion buyback today. That stock's up 2%, Dave.
Dennis, House Republicans plan to pass a budget this week funding the government through September.
Identifying where there are areas of waste.
Majority Leader Eric Cantor rejecting the president's call for tax hikes to stop the sequester, but Democrat Javier Becerra claims Republicans just want to
cut in mindless, senseless ways.
North Korea is upset, threatening to void the ceasefire that ended the Korean War. As the U.S. and China gang up on it at the U.N., Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley explains live.
With China, North Korea's closest ally, reportedly agreeing with the U.S. on a new draft resolution, the U.N. Security Council is meeting behind closed doors to discuss a possible fourth round of sanctions on North Korea. North Korea launched an underground nuclear test in February, its third one. The tougher round of sanctions are expected to tighten financial restrictions and strengthen existing sanctions related to North Korea's nuclear and missile programs, adding additional companies and individuals to the sanctions list. Dave?
According, nearly a foot of snow could blanket areas from Wisconsin to West Virginia. Chicago could get hit hard.
I did call my manager to let him know that if we got a storm, that I will work from home. And he said, okay.
Nearly 1,000 flights have been canceled at Chicago's two airports as the storm moves tonight toward the Washington, D.C. area. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
They're slowly moving the process forward at the Vatican to pick the next pope. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, no date yet for the conclave vote as the final cardinals travel to the Vatican, but the famous Sistine Chapel where the vote will take place is now closed to tourists, workers installing anti-bugging devices, among other things. The cardinals who have arrived have released a message they've sent to the Pope Emeritus, Benedict XVI, who stepped down last week.
The Cardinal Fathers send you a devoted greeting of expression of their renewed gratitude.
The message thanking the former Pope for his brilliant ministry, Dave.
Simon, who would fly a remote control plane close to a jet near JFK Airport in New York? The FAA wants to find out.
Monday afternoon, an Alitalia pilot spotted what he described as a black drone a few miles west of the airport at an altitude of roughly 1,500 feet, saying it was about a meter square with helicopter rotors on the corners. The passenger jet did not take evasive action and landed safely.
That's Fox's Rick Leventhal. A history lesson gets a bad grade in New Jersey.
Penns Grove Middle School special education students in southern New Jersey choosing between being a slave owner or an abolitionist and creating a poster defending their position. The assignment drawing the ire of Walter Hudson and the National Awareness Alliance.
It's inappropriate to have students to become a slave master, pick a slave, pick a plantation for your slave, and create a poster.
One poster in particular resembling a wanted poster for a runaway slave. District Superintendent Dr. Joseph Massari says the veteran teacher possibly taking things too far.
Try to be more sensitive in the future when we deal with this type of historical cause.
But the district not providing the formal apology the alliance is seeking. Chris Honig, Fox News Radio.
A 17-year-old skier missing for 2 days in Maine, found alive and well this morning. Nicholas Joy being evaluated at a hospital after a snowmobiler located him. He disappeared making a run down Sugarloaf Sunday afternoon. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The weather today, it's 44 degrees. It's going to be some rain today, high near 55. Showers with thunderstorms possible this evening. Wednesday, again, showers and possibly thunderstorms. That goes through Wednesday night into Thursday. So lots of chance of rain for this week. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards just north of Palo Cedro. They have, of course, pizza night on Thursdays, music on the weekends, great food, great service. Give them a call, 474-5546. And as we do Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10, right here in KCNR is our Wells Fargo advisor with the Market Minute, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 135 points at 14,263. The S&P 500 is up 14 points at 1,539, and the NASDAQ is up 36 at 3,218. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 19 cents at $11.60, and Microsoft Corporation up 25 cents at $28.40. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 23 cents at $16.95, and Tri-County's Bank is up 24 cents at $17.14. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lower prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.90%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 15 cents at $90.27. Gold is up $2 at $1574.40, and silver is up 16 cents at $28.66. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy Lathrop Cummings, thank you so much. This is our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute, like I said, Monday through Friday at this time. If you want to know what's going on down on Wall Street and you want people that are on top of everything, you give them a call at 243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive and visit their offices. They're great people. Okay, we've got a caller on the line. Terry, good morning.
How you doing, Carl?
I'm peachy. Linda's on her way to jury duty, and she's, you know, frankly, I wish I could be a fly on the wall if they get, you know, and they start asking her questions, you know, because she's pretty, you know, like this, this guy that's been accused of this murder in Red Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even believe the things that she said about this guy. If indeed he is indeed guilty, because we don't know that for sure, but if he is guilty, anything that they do to him is not enough.
So, I think the girls ought to be allowed to carry pepper spray.
Well, you know, frankly, what are we doing to keep our, everybody wants to take away the guns. And yet nobody has said, I don't see one bill out there to protect our kids. What have they done? What have they done to protect our kids in schools? I mean, can you still walk into a classroom? You want to get involved in something, get involved in that, Ter.
We are involved in that.
Good.
We had a meeting up in Shingletown, which we sponsored, where we had Mike Stewart, Patrick Jones, and the sheriff at Black Butte School with their principal there, and we had a town hall in Shingletown.
Well, you know what? It just frankly infuriates me when I think about it that our kids aren't safe or they could be safer. Anyway, but that's not what you called about. What'd you call
about? No, I just, the thing is that we keep calling it Obamacare. We all seem to fall in this trap with liberals. We keep calling it Obamacare. Well, according to Congressman LaMalfa, the president went in and talked to the Republicans and said he likes the name Obamacare because he does care. So we've all renamed it, and it's now called the Obama Healthcare Takeover. We don't want to use their verbiage. And, oh, by the way, it's not an assault rifle anymore. It's a sporting rifle.
It's been a sporting rifle for a long time. An assault rifle is completely different than what they're talking about. Assault rifle can fire automatic. It's built to different mil specs, the whole thing. And people don't seem to understand that. They don't, you know, it's, you know what, it, we live in a society of cliches and sound bites. And that, you know, if they can, you know, it clicks into somebody's head, even if it's not correct. And because of the meandering and muling of your mainstream media.
And you do have today someone speaking on the Obama healthcare takeover, don't you?
I believe we do. Doctors, here's a, you know, with doctors, they get called. I mean, let's face it. I mean, yeah, they want to be on the show, but oncology and they get a call, that takes precedence. So
absolutely,
that's, we don't ever get upset with any of our doctors. They don't make it because it's always because of some kind of thing they're doing to help somebody. And we know we can always rotate them back through here again.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
We did have that happen at the Tea Party 2 weeks ago, where the doctor that was coming in to speak of us had to go into surgery.
McConnell?
Oh, that was a little more important.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, he can, you know, he can't, it's not one of these things like, hey, put him on hold, I gotta go give a talk here. Well, you know. Anyway, yeah. Okay. Hey, Terry, that's a good point. And, the whole thing on this, talking to every doctor I've talked to, that will, you know, it says this is gonna have a huge impact on your medical care. The extra millions that are coming on is going to have a huge impact, the extra millions of people coming on. Because right now, well, I had Bad Bob went to the emergency room, and he has insurance in terrible pain, and they couldn't see him. Right, Bad Bob? But it was filled with what you might call the refugees of society were in there?
Well, yeah, it was, I mean, it was not that busy. But, and it was like 4 hours later still and finally just left.
Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous. And if you think it's going to get any better, people are crazy. Anyway, so yeah, don't care. That's probably a good way of putting it. All right, Terry.
We have Doug McConnell coming in on the 18th at the Tea Party. Dr. Doug McConnell.
I tell you what, he is a brilliant man. He can talk about any of the stuff. Okay. Thanks, buddy.
All right, pal.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Botlin, of course, is now checked in for jury duty. I can't wait to hear what happens tomorrow. We'll be right back. Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460, your community talk radio for the North State.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us. It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Huh. She's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
I'm a baby yet. I need you to soothe my head.
Welcome back. Turn my blue. Carl Lindabad, KCNR, 1460. Community radio for the North State. Our phone number's here, 530-605-4567. Is that too, do we need to turn you up or down? Oh, okay. Producer Bob, can you turn down his headphones here for a bit? There you go. Can you hear me now? Okay. And how about, are you okay? Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, over 4,000 happy customers, and guess what? Locally owned, family operated. All employees are safety trained and service oriented. Right there at Shasta Gas Propane. You can't ask for more. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You know, it's not too often that I get a team of doctors in here that are married. And so I have Dr. Pramila Danuka and Dr. Payush Danuka. And Dr. Pramila Danuka is a local oncologist. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, God.
Okay, we got, okay, but she has got a nice, soft voice, so we're gonna get her in here closer.
Okay.
Okay? Alright, we can hear that now. And Dr. Payush Danuka is world famous at this point for being the only doctor that could finally get Linda in for a colonoscopy. And she did it live during the show. What can I say, you know? So good morning and welcome aboard.
And here's the ogre voice.
Now, this month is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, which is kind of both, you know, what you both address all the time.
So, thank you for having us, Carl.
Love having you all on, you know, for a variety of reasons. I love to have people on that have strong feelings, but love this country. And have choices and believe in choices. And you two epitomize all of that in you all being here.
I was finally able to convince my better half to be on the radio.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you're here. You're okay though with this, right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're okay. All right. Okay. Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Let's talk a little bit about that. Is colon cancer one of those insidious types that people, but people can prevent this or treat it early, right?
So let me start it here because, okay. I'm a gastroenterologist. I diagnose colon cancers and Pramila is an oncologist who treats it. So only in this particular field, I am first. Everything else, I'm the second person behind her. So let me start this first. So colon cancer is actually the third commonest cancer in the country, with both man and the woman, and is also the third commonest cause of cancer deaths in the country. 5% chances that a person in his lifetime will have the colon cancer. Most of the time it happens after 50, but in some situations, like in persons with a family history or some other conditions, it can happen earlier. It's generally a very slow-growing cancer. And the good thing about it is that most of the times before somebody has colon cancer, they have small polyps, which are benign, and they can be detected early and removed so as to prevent cancer.
So this is a very preventable cancer.
This is a very preventable cancer. In fact, amongst all the preventative measures for cancers, this is one of the most effective measures to not only detect early cancers, but also to prevent cancers by removing the polyps which are going to grow into cancer. Recently, Consumer Reports came up with a list of screening for cancers to be done and to be avoided. And they had three cancer screenings which they recommended should be done. Colon, breast, and cervical cancer. Those are effective, proven effective over time. Colon cancer, breast cancer, and cervical cancer. Even breast cancer is a little bit controversial now. But all other cancer preventions and screening methods, they say no benefit yet, including for prostate.
So you're saying of these three, if people are screened for them, mm-hmm. it works.
It works.
It works. And it can prevent death.
It reduces the chances of getting cancer as well as a death.
Okay.
With the colon cancer especially, it's very much more effective because not only you can detect cancer early with the colonoscopy, you can actually prevent it from becoming cancer if you remove the polyp early. And almost one-fourth of the people whom we do colonoscopy for have some benign polyps which are going to turn into cancer if you left them alone.
Okay, so 25% of the people that you test with a colonoscopy.
Just healthy people coming in for screening.
Just anybody coming in have benign polyps that you can then fix, which prevents them
from becoming cancer, right?
Okay, let's just leave on that one. We're going to take a quick break. So what we're saying is that colon cancer is very, very preventable.
Right.
As are two others. But the people, and we're going to talk about this when we get back, the screenings that people avoid. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Our guest, Dr. and Dr. Danuka.
But I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the distance and you smell the nation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with a new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors, or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Gun owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Vaught. Linda's on her way down to jury duty. You probably don't want to have done anything bad to anybody and have her on the jury. I can just say that right now because she believes in an eye for an eye. She believes that she will rip the hair off your body. If you've ever hurt a child, you just don't want her around. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, our buddies down there. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. Bad Bob's had work done by them. They've come to our house. These are great guys. Been established since 1992. Check out their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 530-221-2642. All right. Our guests are Dr. and Dr. Dinuka. Dr. Pramila Dinuka, our oncologist that's in here with us, and Dr. Payush Dinuka, who is the gastroenterologist. I know, I can get gastro out. That's about all I can get to.
That's good enough.
We're talking about colon cancer awareness month, and that colon cancer is one of those cancers that, if found early, can't practically be prevented. Am I hearing this right? If you see it in there, maybe it's not prevented 100%, but I mean, you could really cut back your odds.
Right. Absolutely. Because you can catch it before the polyps become cancer.
And also I know is that because this is a colonoscopy is a, what's the term on it? Preventative.
Right.
Insurance companies love this.
Right.
And will pay the whole amount.
Right. If I give you an example, all the presidents get it. Reagan, in 1985, got a colonoscopy just for screening purpose, had a polyp detected, which was early stage cancer, and had the operation done and lived long after.
Yeah.
President Bush, George W. Bush, he had a colonoscopy done, taken out polyps several times. So they get the best care, right? All the politicians get the best possible care.
Oh, you know that. Oh, yeah.
So if they are getting it, there must be a reason they're getting it. So it's something which people are scared of, but I really, really strongly recommend, and everybody strongly recommends. And that's one preventative measure, a procedure, which most insurance companies, including Medicare, will pay fully.
Okay.
In fact, people get a letter that, why haven't you got it yet?
Well, you know what? Why don't people get it? I know that Linda is almost like a fist fight with her. And if she had not met you, and you've been on the show a couple of times where she saw your good humor and the fact that, you know, of why it was so important, is it just the idea?
Some people are a little bit embarrassed about it, especially men. Interestingly, men are more embarrassed about it and more scared of it than the women, because women are more used to the idea of getting examinations, mammograms, pelvic, etc. Men are more fearful of it, in fact, and more embarrassed about it. And some people are scared of it, thinking that it's a dangerous thing, it's a painful thing. So I want your listeners to know that it's not what it used to be. Nowadays, we have much better medicines which take care of the pain, discomfort. Procedures are much more comfortable than they used to be. In fact, in my endoscopy center, Reading Endoscopy Center, we are using propofol. Propofol is a deep sedation. It's not a general anesthesia, but it's a deep sedation, which makes people forget everything, and it's extremely comfortable.
Okay. Well, you know, I know it's, Linda said that, and with me too. It was like I'm talking to somebody, and then I'm talking to them again. And it's like, oh, it's finished. Oh. And that's, well, Linda talked to us right before the procedure started on the radio here.
Right.
And then called us, an hour and a half later, it was over.
Yep.
And she was talking. And so obviously that this is something that, is comfortable in the sense of you don't know what's going on anymore. Which is, I don't know what's going on anyway. In a lot of places, so probably maybe I didn't even need it. I'm just kind of like, yeah, whoa. Hey, did I? And also, I got a note that said that my head was not up there. They did not find my head up, that far up my... Okay. There's all types. I've got 10 jokes about that right here that I'm not even going to touch. Okay.
I've seen them all. I've seen them all.
You've seen them all.
He gets to hear a lot of those.
Oh, yeah, I bet. You know, we're going where no man has ever gone before. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. We've got
Jay on the line.
Okay. Jay, let's go to Jay. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, comment and a question. First, the comment. You know, we drive a lot of your patients and other patients from the different centers home afterwards, and they always seem to be in pretty good shape. They're not too terribly messed up, so clearly it's become a lot gentler than the reputation is for this.
Okay, so I think that's. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, so we got about 30 seconds, about 15 seconds, so. It is gentler, and I guess people can just get up and, but they can't drive home. You recommend they don't
for
just drive
24
home.
Hours, they 24 are not hours. Supposed to drive home or sign the divorce papers, etc.
Which is
Yellow
Cab.
Yeah, that's why we call
you. When should you start the endoscopy?
Okay, wait a minute. We've got to run here. We're going to take a break.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A record-breaking day on Wall Street, the Dow riding an all-time high right now at 14,274.
Good news in China and Europe stoking that. Doubters worry stocks have gone too high too fast. But companies are leaner, their profits are higher, their cash reserves are richer, and the economy is set to go faster in the second half. And companies bullish on their own stock, over 70, have set buyback plans totally over $120 billion in stock.
Fox Business Network's Dennis Neal. The Vatican's waiting on 5 more cardinals to arrive to start deciding when they'll elect a new pope. 110 are there now. Cardinal Sean O'Malley from Boston says,
there is certainly a lot of reflection going on throughout the Catholic world about the governance of the church and how to improve it.
The cardinals who are there are holding meetings. They sent a thank you telegram to the now retired Benedict XVI. Fox News. We report. You decide.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, East Side Road, 365-1479.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
It's the same thing going on here.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's going to jury duty, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. You got to just love that place. I do. My guests today are Dr. Pramila and Payush Dhanuka. Pramila is an oncologist here in town, and Payush is works in the gastro side, identifying. Well, one of the main, well, I guess, one of your main specialties are the colonoscopies,
yeah, colon cancer screenings,
colon cancer screenings, and this is Colon Cancer Month. And there's a lot of reasons I like having them on. And even though we're talking mainly medical right now, there's a thousand other things we can talk about. But right now, let's go on back. We talked about screening ages.
Right. Jay had this question earlier before the break about age. When we start screening, standard is to start screening everyone at age 50. Unless you have a family history, when you should be starting earlier than that. In most cases, if you have a family history, we start at 45 or at 40 if your family history is very strong, and then you have to go into the details to explain further. Or if you have any other medical problem like colitis, which increases the risk, then you need to start screening earlier. Once you have a colonoscopy at age 50, and if you have no polyps, then you can wait every 10 years to get another colonoscopy unless you have a strong family history.
Okay, so it's 10 years in between. If you have no polyps, you had a clean history of it. Is it because it's slow growing?
Right.
Okay.
But if you have polyps or strong family history, then you have to do it more frequently.
All right.
So that's in a nutshell about the screen.
And men have a tough time going there because they're embarrassed about this. And, you know, I mean, I understand it. I think that's probably one of the things that's easier in the military, because the military, just, you're going down there.
Yep.
You need to be screened for this and this and this.
Right.
And then when I was getting out, the last time is went down there for, this procedure with three women. I had no idea who they were. And, but they seemed nice and, were waving at me when I went out. So, you are currently helping our veterans right now.
Yes, I am helping the VA clinic here in town. Every Wednesday, I'm going there to perform colonoscopies mostly because there was a long waiting list and they are trying to reduce that. Otherwise, people have to go to Sacramento to get certain procedures done. So I have agreed to be there every Wednesday.
Okay.
And until they need me.
This is not what we're here to talk about, but there's many procedures that they have to send people down to Sacramento for that I'd just love to see handled up here. And I know they would too, so I don't know if it's a funding problem, and if it is, that should be addressed someplace.
It was also the availability also, and that's why we agreed to do that.
Availability. Okay. All right. Now, worst case, and now we get into Dr. Pramila Dhanuka's. Somebody has colon cancer.
Right.
Okay. What happens then?
If you see somebody is referred, most of the time we get colon cancer already diagnosed from the GI doctors and sent to our office. First thing that you want to do when you have somebody with diagnosed colon cancer is complete staging. And which I find is a problem here. I mean, I've been here 6 years. And this is not just colon cancer, in other cancers also. We have seen the people are directly sent to surgeons and they start operating on the patients. Whereas ideal situation is they need to be staged first and then therapeutic options need to be presented, you know, depending on the stage of the patient.
Okay, so you figure out what stage they are in and then, the stages are?
Usually, in most of the cancer, they are simply stage 1 to 4.
Okay.
Stage 1 to stage 4. Stage 1 being the early stage and stage 4 means already metastasized to some other site from the original site of the cancer. And it's very important to know that because treatment for each of these stages is so different. And it treatment you choose for the patient depends on how the patient is going to survive at the end of it. So I can't stress enough on the importance of this staging process, which is not followed here as I've seen it, you know. Surgeons are operating first and then they're coming to oncologists.
Okay. Now, so, what is exactly does an oncologist do?
Oncologists take care of, usually they're the team leader in managing the cancer.
Okay.
Cancer more and more we are moving towards multi-modality treatment in most of the cancers. And it has been progressing in last 10 years to that, you know, approach. So it's very important to have somebody be the manager of whatever is going to be done pretty much instead of piecemeal approach.
Okay. So, somebody is diagnosed with cancer. Mm-hmm. They should come to you first before there's any surgery instead of cutting right away, come to you, let you take a good look at it and say, well, you know what? We're in stage 2 and maybe we don't need to operate right now,
exactly.
But let's come up and let's try these things first.
Right.
And try to keep it from going to stage 3. Am I explaining
exactly.
this right?
You're absolutely right, Carl. Each stage is treated differently. The standard of treatment for each stage is different. And it's important to know what stage you are upfront, with complete staging upfront, because then you can do the right management, right treatment for that cancer for that particular stage.
Okay. So let me explain this a little further. When I diagnose a colon cancer, I'm looking at the cancer inside the colon. But I cannot tell how far it has gone outside the colon or how far beyond the liver or lungs it has gone or not. And for that, you need a CT scan, a PET scan. So that's what she's talking about. That unless you have done right. those things, you wouldn't know
how far it's gone.
Right.
So just local surgery is not enough.
So, I'm going to fix this one. But that can be just
a one side. Right.
Be the tip of the iceberg. Right.
Exactly.
There. Okay.
Right.
We're
going
to take
one more thing I want to stress is before we just close this. In stage 4 cancer, even if you have a cancer in the colon, and it goes for the breast for the same time, if you're already stage 4, surgeons would like to operate it locally, but the recommendation is not to operate on that unless they have florid bleeding going on or florid symptoms going on. So if you have a stage 4 and you've already spread anywhere, the surgery is not going to cure the cancer. Surgery is not going to prevent it. Nothing is going to – it's just symptomatic treatment you're doing right now. So some patients don't even need surgery in stage 4 cancers.
They just need to be treated in different ways.
Right. They need to be treated with chemotherapy in that situation.
Okay. All right. Okay, we'll be right back. My guests are Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, our oncologist, and Dr. Payesh Dhanuka, who's the GI side of the house here. And you've got one that's finding it, hopefully not finding it, but they're trying to prevent it. And then the other part of the family is treating it here. And we're learning about stages and how cancer should be treated in stages and not automatically just – cut. All right, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Woods, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March 13th. 18th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experience, tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. You know, this is Carl Lindebod, KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. You know, that was so appropriate, Bad Bob. And I know why you played it. Bad Bob played the bump music of 500 miles because that's, he said that's what he felt like after his colonoscopy. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can guarantee what other shops can't. He can fix a small chip or cracks up to 24 inches in length. And then he guarantees his work. If he can't work on your car, he's going to tell. He's not going to take your money. He's a great guy. A lot of integrity with Jeff Wurst at Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair, located at 3280 Market Street in Reading. Give him a call at 241-8373. My guests are Dr. Pramila and Payush Danuka. Payush runs the identification, the colonoscopies, and cancer diagnosis, and Pramila does the treatment. And we were talking about a systematic way of doing this when you're staging. Now, putting this in as simple terms as I have is it's almost like a triage type of thing, is that you're trying to identify the spots you should be, you know, working with the most important. And if you're looking at it also in a military term of a strategy, right, to fight a battle, right, and you right. can't just throw all your assets into one spot. And, hey, I won this. It's great. No, you have to plan a strategy for the whole entire battlefield.
And you have to know your enemy well for that.
There you go. And know your enemy. Right. And know what your enemy can do. Not what it's doing, but what it can do. Is that a safe thing to say?
Absolutely.
Okay. So yeah, that's what you do. That's your, as an oncologist, and there's only, what, a couple of them here in town?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what you do. You make the plan to fight the disease.
Find the hidden forces of the enemy.
That's right. Because it's an insidious disease that you can,
Can you completely cure it though? Is that right?
Depends on what type of cancer you have, and early stage cancers can be curable. But if it's already advanced stage, it's difficult to cure them. But they are treatable, and you can prolong life of the person.
Okay.
So it's not curable, though.
All right. Once it's in there, but if you can catch it early, and this is what we're talking about here,
absolutely.
Colon cancer awareness. Catch it early, you're not going to get it.
Exactly.
Cervical cancer. Catch it if you do your screenings and catch any early signs, you can prevent it. Breast cancer. Same thing. If you catch the early signs, you can treat it.
It's curable.
And it's curable.
Yes.
And we've proven that, and you know, so many times over. But everybody needs to be screened.
But curable in the sense that curable as far as we can say, you know.
Okay.
You can never 100% say, but as far as we can say,
right,
curable.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you can hold it at bay, and you can keep it from going further.
Long time.
For a long time. And we have many cancer survivors.
Yes,
out
absolutely.
Here. In fact, we were just at the Cancer League dinner the other night, and lots of survivors out there that have fought the battle and won.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Okay, let's talk about the stages and your treatment there. Some maybe you don't, what if it's a stage one? Which is the most benign, I guess you would say.
Carl, before that, I'd like to say what we can do first, and then we'll
tie
them together with the different stages.
Great.
Okay. How we treat cancers, we have three modalities we treat cancers with. One is surgical modality, one is radiation, the third one is chemotherapy, which involves newer targeted therapies as well. So these are the three things we can do to a cancer. These are our equipment, right?
Uh-huh.
Staging, you have to tie in each staging. Like I said earlier, there are four stages, stage one, stage two, stage three, stage four. Each one of them is treated separately. In early stage cancers, most of the time surgery is sufficient. And you just need to monitor and follow them. But in like stage two, you might need additional radiation as well, apart from surgery. Stage three, usually in stage three and stage fours, you need to add chemotherapy to those patients most of the time. Because the reason being, it's already gone out of the local area where it developed. And then you're not just fighting the already grown cancer, you're fighting the cancer which is invisible. Cancer cells are not only what you're seeing, cancer cells are what you're not seeing as well. Something which is microscopic, so it's not seen by naked eye. When we start seeing cancer, it's already in millions of cells. Even one single cell, if it escapes your system and it's floating about, it has a potential to grow back anywhere and everywhere.
So you need to get every one of them.
This has got to be total
annihilation.
Absolutely. So that's why chemotherapy has an important role in three or four stage cancers.
Okay, now radiation treats a specific area. Is that correct?
Right.
Radiation is local treatment. Surgery is local treatment. But for complete total body treatment, chemotherapy has to come into play.
And it takes care of all of them then.
Exactly.
Because the cancer cells flow in the blood and can go out.
Okay. All right, we got to take a quick break. We have people on the line. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Dr. Danuka. We'll be right back.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit, offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, fifth cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Wind River Casino is your one-stop party place for St. Patrick's weekend. Kick off your weekend Friday, March 15th at 11 a.m. with Irish food specials and great deals on all of your favorite Irish-inspired drinks. $4 Irish coffees, Jameson and Guinness, $5 Irish car bombs, and the classic green draft beer for only $2. Enjoy drink specials and live music all weekend long, plus a free courtesy safe ride shuttle home. The party starts Friday, March 15th. For all the details, log on to windriver.com.
Oh, not you again.
It's better on the river.
It's better on the river.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Analog Living in a Digital World. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. Community Talk Radio for the North State. Linda's down in jury duty right now. I don't know what's going on. Maybe she'll be back. I told her to take her Hello Kitty little lunchbox, and maybe that would get her off. And she said, no, I'm taking my gun case. Okay, which will probably get her off also. Anyway, my guests are Dr. and Dr. Danuka, Dr. Payush and Dr. Pramila Danuka. Payush is into the screening side of the cancer awareness and cancer prevention. Of course, Pramila is the oncologist, which is telling us how you fight it, you know, and we do need to fight it. We have a caller. Tim, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, you have a question or comments?
I had a comment. I wanted to thank the doctors for making this, available, the information, but I had a colonoscopy, and it's nothing to be embarrassed about. I mean, it's so simple, you don't even, the medication that they have, you don't even remember anything. It's just really easy.
And if so,
if they just dwell on that a little bit more, that there's nothing to it.
Okay, well, we're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back, about the stuff that you're using. Thanks a lot, Tim, for calling in, because I've had one. Of course, Linda's had one. And the thing is that it can save your life, and it takes, like, what, 30 minutes, you know, from start to finish, something like that, Dr. Danuka, about 30 minutes for it?
Right, okay. Less than that.
Hey, Tim, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, okay, let's talk about that. Just here, we only got a few minutes left, but the stuff you use is – Yes, you were telling me, and I was not paying attention. I thought, you know, Purple Fall. That sounds like some hot stuff. But that's not what it's. What is it? It's the.
Okay, if you can understand my accent,
Propofol. Propofol.
Propofol.
Propofol. Okay, now this is good stuff.
We are using that stuff in Reading Endoscopy Center. It's a quick, deep sedation and quickly wears out. So as soon as you come out of the room, you don't feel groggy. You have a clear mind again.
Yeah, I mean, Linda was just, I mean, she could have driven home. Yes. I mean, but we didn't.
Caveat, I mean, we still recommend not to drive for 24 hours.
No, but I'm saying, no, because I picked her up, and I understand it, because it'll affect other people differently. But,
right.
But she came out of that and talked on the radio, I mean, boom.
Right.
So obviously you've got your facilities set.
It's actually deep sedation, so people are completely sleeping, not half sleep. So that works very well.
Now let's go back again to all of our listeners out there, is that it's the other thing too, check your insurance. If you're on TRICARE, they pay for it right away. It's no cost to you. Most insurance plans, it's preventative. And if you're over 50, you should go down and get one of these, because I have a feeling that any time you'd have to battle colon cancer is something you want to avoid. And you can avoid it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And then you've got Dr. Pramila Danuka is going to, God forbid anybody gets it, is she's going to take you through the whole regiment and fight that battle. So, I'd like to hear more about, you know, when you're talking about it and you've got it down to the stages and the different things you can do. And like you said, I mean, it's, some of it is not even an operation. So stage one, though, can be.
Stage one usually can be completely cured with surgery only.
Okay. And we're talking about also, this is, I'm thinking internal stuff, but it's also, you know, I think melanomas on your, you know, skin cancers are big.
Right.
Aren't that? Yeah. And should people be checked on, I mean, how, I don't see my back all
for
the time.
Cancers.
You know what I mean? For and for skin cancers. Yes. I don't see my back all the time. Is this something your doctor should be looking at or just,
yes.
You know, your wife or husband or close friend?
Doctor.
Okay, yes. Just to say there's something, but, you know, there's something back there that
right.
we need to look at.
Yes.
Because I know other people like that, too. It seems like the more you're outside, the better chance you have of
yes.
doing
right.
that. Okay. Well, we're going to have you all on every month, as we have been. And I think there's actually I hate to say this, but there's a cancer awareness month almost every month of the year. Is that correct?
Yes. I think at least a couple of times we need to come back
yeah.
to specifically talk about cancer awareness.
Of course.
Different
well, now I want to have, and here's the other thing, is I want to have Dr. Piyush Dhanuka back because he's come on and talked about this country, how much he loves this country and why he's here. But we were talking about the Second Amendment. So I'm going to have you come back. I'm going to invite you back on and the differences in the Second Amendment, why you believe it's so important that we have it here and compare it to your, India.
I would love to come back and do that call because that's critical.
Well, you know, I want to have you on and talk because my friends, if you need to hear this, you need to hear what happens to a country that loses the right to own a weapon. And this is a man and woman who have lived through this. Okay, we've got to take a, we're leaving till tomorrow. Hey, thanks again
Thank
for
you.
The doctors.
Thank you for having us, Carl.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good.
Of these sanctions is exceptional.
U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice has proposed new sanctions on North Korea would be among the toughest ever on any nation, targeting the North's banking relationships and diplomatic personnel for the first time.
The international community is united and very firm in its opposition to North Korea's illicit nuclear and missile programs.
This after Pyongyang followed up a nuclear test with a vow to end the decades-old ceasefire with South Korea. North Korean ally China teaming up with the U.S. on the new sanctions, which could get a Security Council vote this Thursday. The man who would be CIA director could take a step toward confirmation today. Fox's Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
To help the John Brennan confirmation along, the White House just agreed to give the committee access to all Justice Department Office of Legal Counsel opinions on the president's drone killing program. That had been a demand of both Republicans and Democrats. Meanwhile, Republicans also want more information on the big...